Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where frankly, we are always hearing things that nobody's ever heard of before because real estate is not as simple as you might think. And today, I'm really excited to introduce y'all to Terry Smith. She is a Texas broker that I met several years ago through a group of internet savvy professional realtors. And I knew that Terry would have something very big Texas style to share with y'all. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So as a little background, tell our listeners what part of Texas you're in, how long you've been doing real estate, any of those little bio tidbits that you'd like to share.
I live in Fort Worth, Texas. I have lived here all my life, starting in Dallas and migrating west. I have been in real estate for 30 years, and I've seen a lot of things, and now I've got a really interesting story for you on this.
You're seriously at 30 years? What, did you get started when you were like 10?
That's what I tell everybody,
30 years?
Yes, I tell everybody. And actually, it's really a little bit longer than 30 years, but I just kind of round.
Well, you're not showing it, so keep on wearing it, young girl. Keep on wearing it. So there's only two ground rules for our podcast. We're so easy over here. The first ground rule is if there's guilty people involved, don't use their real names, make up a name, or just call them X. And I, of course, am a fan of salty language, but not the F-bomb, GD, or see you next Tuesday, because that's just a too bit much for me. So other than that, do tell. I can't wait to hear what the story was that I had to stop you from telling me, because it was going to be good.
Okay. Well, I was out showing rural property, which in Texas is only 15 minutes from town. And we had had a long day out looking at property. We decided that we would eat dinner on our way back. We had exited the freeway, pulled into the parking lot. As soon as we pulled into the parking lot, the driver, who was the husband, got out. He's about 6'2", 60 years old, not a threat to anybody. The biker had just pulled up. He gets off his bike. We see that they're having a conversation. We don't really know what's going on. And then the wife jumps out of the car to back up her husband. At that point in time, I decided I should call 911. So as I've called 911, I'm talking to them. I said, you know, there's an incident going on. A biker's talking to our driver. It doesn't seem like it's going to be a good outcome. I see two men running across the street. I said, oh my gosh, there's two men running across the street. Oh, and they have guns. Oh, it's the police. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Anyway, they were at a restaurant across the street called Railhead, who had bands and had to have live police. So they were there. Later on, we find out that the wife has a gun in the car. She didn't bother to take that out. We have guns and license to carry in Texas. And the biker dude had just started pulling things out when the cops came running out of the street. He was pulling something out of his leather vest.
All right. So when you say the wife got out of the car to back up her husband, was she like packing heat at this point? Or was she, because I'm picturing this little 5 foot nothing, tiny widget jumping out of the car, going to go take the biker out. That's the mental picture I got.
Actually, you know, she is about 5'2". She's not little. She weighs a little more than some people. And I asked her later on, I said, what were you going to do? She said, well, I thought at least I could jump on his back. So she was going to jump on the back
awesome.
Of the biker. And then she said, and then later on, she's like, you know, I did have a gun in the glove compartment. I'm like, maybe you should have taken the gun with you. But, you know, maybe it was better that she didn't.
Yeah, because we don't know what that biker had in the side pouch of his little bike there.
No, we don't. I mean, he was pulling something out, and that was going to be something that was a little bit, I can't imagine how he would do that across the street in a public area, but.
But girl, you're in Texas. You just never know what's going to happen.
That's true. We do have some road rage.
That's why I love it there so much. Oh, there's road rage everywhere. It's just in Texas, they deal with it.
That's right.
So the question is, did they buy the house they were looking at? Or are they still in the process right now?
Oh, they've bought a house, but not that particular one. This has been,
because you know, the crazy situations can flavor things. You don't want it anymore if something weird gets associated with it.
Well, we were just on the freeway. They weren't really at the house. You know, he just followed us on the freeway off the exit. So it wasn't really at the house.
So do you make your clients ride with you, or do you drive them now?
No. Well, in this particular, I usually have my clients ride with me because I want to have the conversation. I want to find out what they're looking for. I want to hear their feedback, and I can't do that if they're in a separate car. And if they're so dangerous that they can't go in the car with me, then maybe I need to have different clients. But in this particular instance, he liked to drive. You know, there was another instance with him where we were out looking at property and he wanted to drive the property. So he had a big truck and we'd drive on the property. Well, we got stuck in the mud and he had to dig the truck out. And I thought I was going to lose a client right there because he was breathing so hard. But so in this particular instance, he always drove, which is kind of nice as a realtor to be chauffeured around. You know, that never really happens for us.
So there is always in our industry like this ongoing discussion of should your clients ride with you or should they drive separate? And I'm like you, I've always been a proponent of having my buyer clients in the car with me because that's your absolute best time to get to know what they need. But there are some realtors that prefer to drive separately because of I can't even justify their argument. They say liability, but I don't see how that's increasing liability. What do you think about the whole conversation that's out there right now?
They say they do it for safety. They say they do it for liability. They say, I don't want anybody in my car. I prefer to have them in my car. I think it is better to be able to hear what they're saying about the houses. How can I adjust what we're looking at if I don't know what they're looking for? I would tell you that
maybe that's what it is.
There is some liability.
They don't want to adjust. You said something great there. You said you want to adjust to what the client wants.
Right. And there is
and how many realtors are willing to adjust?
Yeah, there is some liability because I do know an agent who the first time she was out showing property, she got rear-ended and the client did sue her, but I've never had that happen.
Well, that's why we carry umbrella policies.
That's right.
So let's lean into that for a second where you talk about adjusting to what the client wants. And of course, the week that we're recording this is right on top of a lot of angst amongst realtors in the marketplace about websites that shall remain nameless that they think are stealing their business. But this whole adjustment thing, that's how you survive for 30 years. I mean, did you imagine you'd ever see a real estate market where people sell houses by FaceTime? I mean, when you got in the business, it was a one-page contract, right?
Well, Texas was always a little bit ahead. We always had a few more pages than every other state, but it was a lot easier as far as contracts. But I don't know if you remember, but about 10 years ago, they said the internet was going to replace realtors. And I never saw that happen. And I don't think that a certain website can replace this in any way whatsoever. I'm not concerned about it. It's the personal touch. It's my ability to read what they're looking for when they're out looking at houses, to know what they are looking for.
And to know the community around these houses. So you're talking about rural properties. Is it hard for a new realtor to understand the nuances between different kinds of ag land and ranch land and the water and soil implications?
Now, I don't sell a lot of rural property, but I think it's hard for the agents to know the market as far as pricing because everything is so different as far as being out of the city. It's not a cookie cutter neighborhood. So I think it is hard for new agents to go out.
So maybe these websites are just going to make it harder for new people to get established in the business because it's the depth of knowledge that sets apart the best realtors from the average realtors. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
So if you aren't selling a lot of rural properties, what is the primary thing you're selling in Fort Worth right now?
Pretty much we sell neighborhoods in Fort Worth. You do have to know, you know, schools are, how good the schools are, what the neighborhoods are like, what the resale is like, the property values, whether they're going up or they're going down. So it's always about, I have more knowledge of the neighborhoods than other people.
Well, and since you're a tech savvy realtor who does have this knowledge and goes after it, what are the best resources that you use for finding data points and tidbits about an area besides MLS? We all have access to the MLS.
Surprisingly enough, Google is a wonderful friend. You can find all kinds of things, but you know, actually sometimes it's talking to the neighbors, having them tell you about the neighborhood, what they know about the houses and any knowledge. But, you know, just the other day, I had a property that we were looking at and you Googled it and you find all kinds of information. So, I mean, just Google is really wonderful.
Which just means you have to invest a few more minutes in what you're doing.
Correct.
Yeah. Something I wish more professional realtors would do is slow down a little bit, maybe take some Texas time. And do a little background research on the properties in the neighborhoods they're showing property in.
Correct.
And on the clients and make sure you're taking your clients out to eat at a restaurant across the street from where the police eat, because that's very handy when road rage is.
Yes.
So Terry, if anybody's looking for a very knowledgeable and experienced broker in the Fort Worth, Texas area, how can they reach you?
They can reach me on my cell at 817-715-7577.
Or your website, which is terrysmith.com, correct?
That's correct. Or my email. Email is great, Terry, terry@terrysmith.com. I'm on my email all the time.
And if you're listening to this and you are driving down the road or out in your garden, then never fear, because all of Terry's contact information will be in the show notes for this episode. And you can, of course, find her on social media as well. We'll include those links. Terry, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And I hope that your future buyers will drive more nicely so that they don't get run down by scary motorcycle man when you stop to eat supper.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
And if you're listening to this and you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or consumer with your own story about something crazy that happened dealing with real estate, give me a shout. I'd love to feature you on a future episode. And with that being said, subscribe for more, and we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.